I can't go to my favorite local restaurant and sit down at the bar and enjoy a meal and a beer while watching a sporting event or anything like that because they're all closed except for curbside and delivery. But if you go to the airport, you can crowd right on up to one of those airport bars and get all the food and drink that you want. Lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
What the hell's going on at the airport?
I don't know. You know,
why is everybody at the airport allowed to not social distance and have beers?
So I found this out last week. Someone who I'm on with, an acquaintance of mine on Facebook, put up a picture. They were at the MSP airport bar, and it looked just like business as usual, and no masks or anything. And I did some checking on at that point, and evidently, when the first closure or the first shutdown order came back in March, the airport bars and restaurants were exempted from the order. They could be open.
Yeah.
And there was a Star Tribune article. They talked about it, and they said, well, you know, this is the, you know, people are trying to connect the flights, and this is the only place they can get a, you know, get a meal and blah, blah, blah. And there was a reference in there, I think, to that, you know, they were going to be safe and do all that. I'm like, if that's the case, if the airport can do it, why can't all the other bars and restaurants be open and practice, you know, social distancing and having staff using PPE,
yeah,
you know, spread out the tables a little bit more in your tap room or your cocktail room or your bar so that people can sit down. And especially right now, I'm hearing more and more reports. And there was another photo I received yesterday of there was a city-owned golf course, and I don't know exactly which city it was, city-owned golf course that was advertising on Facebook that the bar is open. You know, and they're serving cocktails, which under the order where they're allowing beer and wine to go, cocktails were a no-no. And so we're seeing now problems of, you know, there are just establishments that are just ignoring the rules. The governor said last week that he's not going to have, you know, law enforcement specifically enforce the orders. It'll, you know, would come with some other violation. So the question is, what the heck are we doing anymore?
Yeah.
I'm hearing more and more about patios being opened this past weekend, which would seem to be okay, but there, you know, it hasn't been allowed. I think it's time to end this. I think that there's no reason that a private establishment can't make a decision as to how they're going to safely serve their customers during this.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. And that's the good question, because the rationale of, well, you know, these people are going to have a 2-hour layover, a 3-hour layover. You know, we got to give them an option to get something to eat. That makes 100% sense to me. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Totally fine with that rationale. But you asked the exact right question of the follow up. If they can do it safely, why can't my neighborhood restaurant? Why can't my neighborhood tap room? If these establishments at the airport are able to do this in a safe manner, then so can everybody else.
That's exactly right. And for the people that say, oh, no, I wouldn't feel safe, great.
Don't go.
Then don't go there. continue to order carry out or eat at home. But why enforce your views on everybody else?
Well, and you have these walk-up locations, you know, at restaurants that aren't bars or restaurants, but the little kiosks where you can still get food. It's either we're doing all this for the public safety or we're not, because the scenario they've laid out with the airports is, I get the rationale, but it makes no sense in terms of safety. So you got all these people, they can go in there, they can get a drink, they can go in there, enjoy their restaurant, you're in close proximity to an airport, right? Asymptomatic carriers. So that means that just as you're getting off of a plane and you're walking through and you're stopping, if you're waiting for luggage, somebody could have been passing by somebody else at a restaurant, sitting there, you know, standing there waiting for luggage, just spreading it. It's completely and totally and utterly hypocritical. We have a couple of people on hold. Do you mind taking some phone calls there, Jeff O'Brien?
Sure.
Let's go and talk with Mark in Fridley. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Justice and Drew, and you're on with Jeff O'Brien.
Hi, Jeff. Listen, the airport's restaurants should have been the first to close, because that is what accelerates the contagion. And those people will get on a plane and they'll go to Missouri or they'll go to California, and that actually accelerates ground zeros. So the idea that the restaurants in an airport that are sending people all over the world and taking in people from all over the world accelerates and exacerbates the problem.
Good point, Mark. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
It's a good thought. It's a good thought, and I haven't heard any reports of any cases coming out of the airport, which would seem to suggest that, again, other bars and restaurants should be able to be open and serve in a safe manner, just like the airport was allowed to.
Let's go and talk with Mark in Burnsville. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Justice and Drew, and you're also on with lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm confused about something about the governor's last order. My wife is a small animal veterinarian. She practices in the Twin Cities metro area, and they haven't been able to do just routine procedures, spays, neuters, routine dentals, stuff like that for a while now. They're doing the curbside pickup. They're not using any restricted PPEs, so they're using reusable caps, gowns, masks, gloves, etc. And yet pet groomers are open for business, and I don't quite understand why. Any thoughts? I haven't been able to come up with a good reason.
You're looking for some consistency?
Yeah, there is none.
Mark, is that what I'm hearing? Yeah, yeah. You're looking for consistency in some of these orders?
I'm glad that Mark, that you brought this up, because this thing hits home, because we have dogs at our house, and the issue of the veterinary services is a huge one. I've heard stories of people who have had their dog had to be put down, and they couldn't go in to say goodbye, and that's just ridiculous. And this is, again, this is what happens when the government chooses winners and losers.
Well, we had,
and unfortunately,
go ahead.
And it's unfortunate that this is what's playing out, and this is why this is just not sustainable.
This happened to us. Our beloved Bella is, she's old, you know, she's going up on 10, 11 years old, and she had an issue the other day when she was sick. It turns out she ate a rag. She ended up getting better, but we didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what was going on with her. And so we were gonna go and take her over to, I gotta get into this story, but
dogs eat the dumbest stuff.
I know, man. And how I found out about how she ate the rag is really disgusting.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, I know. It was like, hey, I know that rag. So we were gonna go and have her checked out, and the previous caller, Jeff, was absolutely right. I could take her over to where the ER vet was, but they said, we'll come outside. We'll do an examination of her in the parking lot, but if we feel that we need to take her back and you let us, you have to let us take your dog without you. And I told Melinda, I go, no, there's no way on God's green earth I'm going to do that. There's no way she's going to survive that. She's going to think we abandon her. It's utterly ridiculous. And again, I'm just wiping out on the dog issue, but there's no reason that dog services and pet grooming services and things like that shouldn't be able to operate normally right now. It needs to end.
It's infuriating.
Right.
Lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, thanks so much for giving us a few minutes this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. We'll talk again real soon.